the second phase of the revolution. Jihadi management is a key word in the course of the Islamic Revolution. The word jihadi is derived from the Arabic origin jahd, which means strenuous effort and struggle. Jihadi management is based on knowledge of the individuals, but the main goal of this management is supernatural and spiritual. In other words, it aims at gaining God's pleasure. The Islamic Revolution of Iran gained victory with the participation of different strata of people, especially the youths. After this great victory, the youths rushed in various domains of activities, particularly in development of deprived regions. The youths of the country multiplied their effort in sciences and technology too. With the breakout of the war in 1980, it was these very faithful and revolutionary youths who defended their country and religious identity for 8 years and proved to the world that it is possible to stand firm against the bullying powers and overcome illegal and oppressive sanctions through reliance on God. Imam Khomeini had ample trust in youths and loved them very much. That's why he took them to the scene of activity and resistance while giving them heavy responsibilities. At the climax of the oppressive sanctions by the US and its allies, the Imam planted the seed of "We Can" in the hearts of the youths so that they managed the 8-year imposed war in the best way. After the war, they entered various fields with this jihadi spirit. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, like Imam Khomeini, trusted the youths and considered them as his children. In his statement known as the second phase of the revolution, he addressed the youths as his main audience. Once he said to the youths, "When I am among the youths, especially the elites, first of all, I always feel thankful of God Almighty. Whatever blessing you have is from Allah. You are God's blessing for us, the divine bounty for the lovers of the system." Ayatollah Khamenei, relying on the motto of "We Can," believes that giving opportunities to the youths in various managerial fields is an outstanding feature of the Islamic Revolution. He says that the Islamic Revolution turned the youths into the main forerunners of developments and key players in management. It conveyed the spirit and belief of "We Can" to everyone, thanks to the enemy's sanctions. It taught everyone to rely on domestic capacities, and this unfolded a great source of blessing. In view of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Iran is a young country where bright talents are raised. Of course, there are ample capacities for using the youths in different levels of management, and further measures should be taken to bring them into the scene. With the victory of the Islamic Revolution, jihadi management was put forward as a type of management. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "If the jihadi management or work and effort with the divine intention based on knowledge and awareness rules, the problems of country are solvable and the country will continue the movement forward." The jihadi management is based on the Islamic laws and aims at an ideal life. The goal of this management is to put into effect religious values in society. Jihadi management is contrary to consumerism, extravagance, hedonism, luxurious life, laziness, inaction, corruption, and deviation. The devoted and revolutionary youths, relying on the principle that we can, stood firm against the inhumane sanctions of the US and its allies and succeeded to hoist the Iranian flag in various domains. Ayatollah Khamenei stresses in his statement that the jihadi management and the belief in the principle that we can are the factor for Iran's dignity and progress in all fields. He emphasizes that the Islamic Revolution enhanced the spirit of we can and caused a lot of bounties. The leader believes that this religious revolution ushered in self-reliance in the field of domestic security. It also empowered the issue of territorial integrity and safeguarding of the borders, which were seriously threatened by the enemies. Now, the Islamic Iran not only enjoys high security and stability in the region, it has also turned into the cause of security and stability in West Asia. Furthermore, Iran is ready to share its highly valuable experiences with its neighbors and other countries in the domain of security and countering terrorism and destabilizing elements. This is a fact that has been admitted even by the enemies of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The annihilation of Takfiri terrorist groups like Daesh was an evident example of Iran's might beyond its borders. Referring to reliance on domestic capability, Ayatollah Khamenei said in his statement that this acted as the country's engine in the arena of science and technology and creation of vital economic and constructional infrastructures whose flourishing fruits have been prevailing day by day. Thousands of science-based companies, thousands of infrastructural and essential enterprises in the domains of urbanization, transportation, industry, energy, mining, healthcare, agriculture, water, and so on, millions of university graduates or students, thousands of academic centers all over the country, dozens of huge projects such as the nuclear fuel cycle, stem cells, nanotechnology, biotechnology, etc., all ranking among the top of the world, developing 60 times more nine oil exports and nearly 10 times more industrial units, the increase of more than tens of times of industries in terms of quality, turning of montage industry to the indigenous technology, visible prominence in various engineering fields, including defense industries, dazzling breakthroughs in the important and sensitive fields of medicine and attaining the position of authority in it, and scores of other examples of progress are the outcome of that spirit, that involvement and collective feeling that the revolution granted to the country. The pre-revolution Iran had zero production of science and technology. It had no capability in industry except for assembling and no ability in science except for translation. Ayatollah Khamenei, referring to the political acumen of people, said in his statement that The Islamic Revolution expanded the people's political analysis and understanding of international issues under matters such as crimes by the West, particularly the U.S., the Palestinian issue, and the historical oppression of the Palestinian nation, the issue of bullying powers, warmongering attitudes, vices and intrusions in other nations' affairs, and the like, while this understanding was monopolized by a limited and isolationist class called intellectuals. Thus, intellectualism prevailed among the masses all over the country and in all areas of life, and similar matters became clear and understandable even for teenagers and children.